importance of the importance of the governor's involvement in the project. So it might be not quite appropriate for otherwise, you know, I would think that would be, that wouldn't be a bad place to put it. But I think that we lose, well, I think that it does, or that's further resolved, just doesn't speak specifically, or that resolve speaks specifically towards certain procedural and administrative types of functions that the governor will be asked to do versus, you know, something that we're asking the owners of the project to do.
Representative Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I agree with that. As a matter of fact, I think it could probably already be, the local hire could probably already be included in on page 3, line 9, where it directs the governor to, we respectfully request to meet with all parties to determine how the state can help facilitate an ANS gas transportation line. That discussion could even include local hire discussions. I just prefer adding a line 4 to specifically address local hire policy. That would be my approach.
Maybe something along the lines of under 4, then, that the governor is respectfully requested to encourage developers and the Alaskan labor forces to implement a project labor agreement covering the construction, operation, and maintenance of the gas transmission line.
Gentlemen, if I could interject right now. In order to conduct our business in a proper and timely manner, I'd like to ask the sponsor of the resolution if he would take a sense of this committee and be willing to amend this resolution to the next committee rather than to sit here and micro-draft further language. I don't think anybody in this committee disagrees with the amendments that Representative Bryce and Representative Davis are talking about here. What would the sponsors will be in this?
Chairman, I have no problem at all. I work with Representative Bryce and Representative Davis to have language that they both agree on that would be included for a CS for the next committee.
If that being the case, if the makers of the amendments would mind withdrawing their objections, or I'd like to hear a discussion on this.
I'll withdraw after a statement, if that is the case. There are specific, this issue does specifically address the concerns that we as a committee should be looking at. And that to let the sponsor know that I'll be more than happy to get something appropriately drawn up to be included in the next committee of referral, which is the resources.
Okay. There are two other committees of referral, so okay. Representative Davis.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, that's fine with me. And if I might, I don't have any other amendments. I would just like to point out a few sections that I have just a few little personal hang-ups with. And of course, page 1, line 7, I would like to see maybe a indication after the zeros, parentheses trillion, so people don't have to count the zeros on there. They'll know what it relates to. And that's just a small thing that I don't have any heartburn over. Page 2, line 5, whereas the construction of such a pipeline would provide approximately, I suppose that may be accurate, but it's pretty definitive, or maybe not even be too definitive, but I would like to see could provide, or say would provide. Again, that's not a real hang-up on my part. I just thought I might mention those for the drafter, if he agrees, maybe consider some changes in that regard, but I don't have any heartburn over.
And if I might add, the copies of this resolution, none are directed towards the governor. matter of fact, I think it's like quick reading of it.
Like he's a like.
He leaves him out.
I think he left him out.
Certainly, I.
I think of as a drafting oversight that could be quickly corrected. Even though we already have in our package a letter of support from the governor, and we appreciate that. However, I think it would be appropriate, Mr. Representative Gabrino.
Certainly would, Mr. Chairman.
And then, also, one thing I wouldn't mind seeing in here is the testimony we took in the hearings we had before the Joint Oil and Gas Committee and Resources, the scope of the construction of this project, and I know there's some question about what it's going to cost, obviously, before they get into real working drawings and actual hard cost construction estimates. We are looking at a project in the vicinity of $12 to $15 million. And as my understanding, this would be the largest private sector construction project in the history of the world. I mean, I think a failure to mention that, you know, it doesn't really bring the point home, particularly to people. They're not in the loop here necessarily, that are knowledgeable of this issue. So if you might give that some consideration, that I think clearly emphasizes the scope of jobs and economic benefit to not only the state of Alaska, but other areas of the country. At that, the chair would entertain a motion to move this resolution again.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Betty Davis.
I'll make a motion that we move the CS for House Joint Resolution Number 54 out of this committee.
Are there any
individual recommendations?
And the company
and
fiscal
the proposed amendments, yes.
And the company fiscal note. There is a small fiscal note.
And including the fiscal note, please.
Are there any objections? Hearing none. This meeting stands adjourned at 11:52. Thank you very much, everybody.